Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paskya Tadeshatarane Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My name is Vishakha Devi Dasi. Last night I was sitting with three of my betters, my superiors, and they requested me to be servant of ceremonies today. Rather than master of ceremonies, today I'll be servant of ceremonies. So an attempt to please Jamuna Devi Dasi and His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and to serve all of you. For this morning I'll be servant of ceremonies. So I have known Jamuna Devi Dasi for many decades, and before she began any devotional activity, with great thoughtfulness and with great devotion, she would chant the prayers that Srila Prabhupada has at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. So to honor her today, and she would do that with whoever was there in unison. So to honor her today, we will all chant those prayers. Perhaps we all know them. Om Agyanatamarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwade Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So thank you very much for coming to glorify the transcendental qualities and activities of our dear God sister, servant, unalloyed servant of Srila Prabhupada, Jamuna Devi Dasi. And I want to make a point for today that Jamuna Prabhu addressed both men and women devotees as Prabhu. So we don't mean to make a commotion or disturb anyone's minds, but today in her honor, because she did that, because that's what she learned from Srila Prabhupada. Once I asked her, did you ever hear Prabhupada address women as Mataji? And she said, no. And all my association with Srila Prabhupada, he addressed women as Prabhu. So please forgive us. I know this is not the standard now in ISKCON, but in her honor, today we will address the women and the men as Prabhu. Not to make a commotion, but just to honor her standard, which was the standard she learned from Srila Prabhupada. We will begin When Maharaj comes, he is going to lead us in the prayer, Yanila Premadana, and then he will be speaking something, Radhanath Swami. Jamuna Prabhu had great love and admiration and respect for Radhanath Maharaj from the very time that she met him many, many years ago at the Pandal in Bombay, the Cross Maidan Pandal. And over the years, they kept up a very wonderful relationship, and her love and admiration and respect for him grew over those years. So we're very honored that Maharaj has arranged his schedule in a very difficult way for him. Just not long ago, he was in New York City. He's going to be here just for a day and a half, and then he has to go to meetings in Bombay. So, with great sacrifice, he's made this arrangement in his itinerary to be here with us to honor Jamuna Prabhu. We're very grateful for that. I first met Jamuna Prabhu when I came to Bombay in March of 1971. And at that time, I was not a devotee. In fact, I was not interested in becoming a devotee. And one of my first impressions was of seeing Jamuna Prabhu when she heard Srila Prabhupada give class. Just like now we were hearing Prabhupada give class, the knowledge and the emotion that he had for Krishna was conveyed through his words. And Jamuna would sit erect, and she would focus on Srila Prabhupada, and his words entered her ears like rivers entering an ocean. But we know that ordinarily the ocean that we're familiar with, when rivers enter into it, it does not overflow. But Jamuna Prabhu, when those rivers entered her ears and came to her, the ocean of her heart, unlike the material ocean, her heart overflowed, and tears would come down from her eyes while she was hearing Srila Prabhupada. And I had never seen anything like that before. I had never even imagined anything like that before. And just seeing her hearing Srila Prabhupada aroused in me a desire also to hear Srila Prabhupada, to try to hear what she was hearing, because the effect was so extraordinary. So from the very beginning, she was a siksha guru for me, from that time, just observing her. And over the years, that continued, that I learned from her about how to serve the spiritual master, how to apply your mind, your intelligence, whatever assets you have in his service, selflessly, without material motivation. And also in observing her hearing, one would wonder, well, what is the result of hearing with rapt attention? Because she was, in fact, the personification of rapt attention. And I could see later on we went, my husband and I, we came here to Vrindavan. This is before this temple was here, before Prabhupada's servants, Prabhupada's disciples were here. We were just visiting. And Jamuna would come sometimes with her husband, Gurudas. And once when she came, we met with her, and she and I sat up to our necks in the Jamuna River, like the buffalo do. And she would tell me about her love for Srila Prabhupada, about what she had learned from him, about how his teachings had transformed her life. And again, I knew nothing and I had no taste, but seeing her taste, seeing her love so greatly impacted me and gave me the courage to change my life. It was so attractive. And then after that, all of us went to Calcutta. This is now in August of 1971. And at that time, Calcutta was in a very difficult situation. There was a war, a Bangladesh war. Calcutta, the city, was full of refugees, 1 million refugees. And the devotees in the temple are having great difficulty with their relationships, with their health, with basic things like cleanliness and prasadam. It was a very strained time. And I observed that Jamuna, she was not so affected. Because she had heard with such rapt attention, she was transported out of that very difficult situation. And that again gave me great encouragement that perhaps I could also do that. That simply by hearing, our consciousness can be transformed so we're not affected by the miseries and the suffering around us, but we're in a higher place. This is one result from the rapt attention. It transformed her heart, and then it transformed people around her also. After that, there was the first Delhi Pandal, and Srila Prabhupada had Jamuna in charge of the deity Seva. Those deities that were worshipped there in Delhi are now worshipped at Bhaktivedanta Manor, Radha Gokulananda. And Prabhupada was so pleased by the way Jamuna arranged that seva. The dresses, the outfits were gorgeous. So much so that people were so attracted, the people that attended that pandal were so attracted by the deities. And Jamuna exerted herself to such an extent that she became ill. So here again I was learning so much. It begins with a rapt attention, and one's consciousness is transformed. One is not so much affected by the inevitable miseries of this world. One devotes oneself fully to the service of the spiritual master. Now that she was sick, we were living in some ashram in Delhi, and there was a large walk-in closet there. And Jamuna lay down in that walk-in closet trying to recuperate. And once I was sitting with her, she had put on the wall around her, just in her eyesight, black and white photographs of Srila Prabhupada, so she could remember him always. And I was sitting with her, and to my surprise, she rolled over to offer prostrated obeisances, because she had seen that Srila Prabhupada was coming through the woman's ashram to visit her, to see how she was. Srila Prabhupada was reciprocating with her devotion. And she rolled over, offered her prostrated obeisances, and she said to Srila Prabhupada, "I'm always thinking of you." And Srila Prabhupada said, "I'm also thinking of you." And he saw where she was staying in this walk-in closet that had only a door, no windows. He said, "This is not a suitable place for you to recover." So he arranged another place in the ashram where she could have proper ventilation and proper care. So because of her love for Srila Prabhupada and her devotion, he reciprocated in such a wonderful way. That also was a profound experience for me, to see the love that they shared. It was not just that she loved him, but he loved her. And he took care of her, as he took care of all his disciples, reciprocating with their love. So as time went on, later on, Jamuna Prabhu and her dear friend, Dinatarani Prabhu, they moved to a place called Grant's Pass in Oregon, and they established an ashram there. And they started worshipping deities, Radha Banabihari. When Jamuna, for many years, she lived here in Vrindavan, and she was very instrumental in building this temple where we're sitting now. And she was also, Prabhupada put her in charge of organizing the deity seva here too. That was one of her many expertise, is this deity seva. So she was overseeing the creation of these deities in Jayapur. And when they made the small Radha Shyam Sundar, they made many molds of those, and she was not satisfied with so many of them. And finally, two came that she was satisfied with. One is worshipped here as the Utsava deity, Radha Shyam Sundar. And the other, Prabhupada gave her permission that those became her personal deities, Radha Banabihari. And she worshipped those deities every day with breathtaking expertise. I hope that all of you get to see photographs of them at some time, because the way that she took care of them was exquisite, simply exquisite. In fact, her whole ashram was arranged simply for their pleasure. wherever she went, including this place, Grant's Pass, that I'm going to describe. It was revolutionary clean. It was revolutionary cleanliness. And every detail was looked after. If guests came, she made them feel so welcome. And you felt embraced in Krishna's love because she had so much love for her deities and her spiritual master. So I went there. At one point, I was sent to take photographs for her cookbook, Lord Krishna's Cuisine. And I had the good fortune of spending quite some time in Grant's Pass. And I was overwhelmed by the devotion there. She and Dina Tarney would sit and sing beautiful bhajans for the pleasure of their lordships, Sri Sri Radha Bana Bihari. They would dress them so wonderfully. Later we will hear from the Padmanabha Goswami from Radharaman Temple. And Prabhupada, when Jamuna was arranging for the deity worship here, Srila Prabhupada instructed her, you go to Radharaman and you learn about deity seva there. So Jamuna did that with great attention to every aspect of the deity seva at Radharaman. She took extensive notes. She has notebooks today, how they were dressing the deities, how they were serving them, cooking for them, the different activities of the pujaris throughout the day. It's a thick book of notes of hers. So she took up that same mood in the worship of her own deities, Sri Sri Radha Bana Bihari. And you can feel the influence of Radharaman when you see Sri Sri Radha Bana Bihari. So I was there photographing for the cookbook, and another one of her glories was her cooking. Perhaps we are all familiar with her award-winning book, Lord Krishna's Cuisine. Every dish that she made was exquisite to look at with the garnishes, and it was also exquisite to taste. And she would present it with such love that it was a transforming experience. When she traveled in India with Srila Prabhupada, from time to time we would be invited to life members' homes. And when Prabhupada tasted something that he was especially attracted to, he would instruct Jamuna Prabhu, you go and learn how this is made. And sometimes also Srila Prabhupada himself would teach her different recipes. So she combined all these into Lord Krishna's cuisine, which was appreciated even by non-devotees, so that it won an award. After spending some time in Grant's Pass, she and Dina Tarini decided that in the line of Srila Prabhupada, they should really try to preach Krishna consciousness. So at that time, they started traveling. They moved first to England, where they would enthuse the Sankirtan devotees. And then they moved back to America. They lived in Washington, D.C., in New Vrindavan, in Florida, always trying to give the sweetness and the purity of Krishna consciousness to whomever they met. And in those years of the 80s, it was a time of great tumult in our ISKCON movement. It was tumultuous. And because they were so absorbed in Prabhupada's service, in his knowledge, in his words, Dina Tarini and Jamuna Prabhu were able to see the situation clearly, understand it clearly, and be less affected by it. And those who came in their association also could get shelter from this tumultuous time in ISKCON's history. So I learned from that that we can also, in Prabhupada's service and absorbed in his mood, we can take shelter of each other when there's so many difficulties perhaps around us as there were in that time. It's not that we have to follow blindly. Prabhupada did not want blind followers. He wanted us to use our intelligence in Krishna's service. And that example was also there with Jamuna Prabhu. So we are fortunate Radhanath Swami has now come, one so dear to Jamuna's heart. So we will ask Maharaj please to lead us in the prayer, Ye Anilo Premadana, and then to please speak something in glorification of our wonderful God sister, wonderful devotee, Jamuna Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna. Jamuna Prabhu is being honored by a book that's organized by her friend Dina Tarani, her friend of many years. We have a brochure about that we will pass out now, along with the words for the prayer that Maharaj will be singing.